I hope that music got you pumped up to brawl, because I know I'm ready, even though I'm not going. But I do have a bunch of friends and acquaintances that are going to the Booker Brawl. So, of course, the podcast that is most known for going through all of the WTC lists is going to go through all of the Booker Brawl lists. Because why wouldn't we? So this is that episode. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome. I am Joe, also known as Tyrants on the Field. And I'm going to go ahead and get into the Booker Brawl madness. So there are 18 teams in the field representing at least two countries that I can tell. And it appears a Rhode Island. So that is something. This show is, of course, put on by the fine folks of the NJSOBs, with Seth being the mastermind of the brawl. So tip your waiters, tip your bartenders, especially as they're veterans. So they deserve extra tips. And the beer's cheap because it's a VW haul. So let's get into it. Death Metal Sasquatch. Great name. Great name, first off. First off, Death Metal Sasquatch. Let's talk about composition. We have a Dusk player, an Orgoth player, a Talion Charter, an Infernals, and a Shadowflame Shard. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. So, Dusk player is playing a combo of Cyrophel and Helioth. The notable things here is under Cyrophel, they're running a Magnus. And under Helioth, they are running Big Pig, also known as Carver Ultimus. A lot of Cav in the list, as to be expected. Three units between the two lists. There is a Kruger in the Cyrophel list, and there is a Kruger in the Helioth list. Not surprising, I do think that Dusk runs Kruger about the best of anybody, because all of their feats tend to interact with the mercenaries. They give really good general buffs to the mercenaries, so a lot of natural synergy in these lists. We see an Arknode Ghast in the Helioth list, which is interesting, and then Israfeld. So are seeing a trend towards larger battle groups, and you'll see this throughout. The Cyrophel list has a Dawn Blade, has a Eidolon with a Force Barrier head, Dawn Blade, Force Shield, and Vortex Cannon. So the Force Barrier head is interesting. Normally we would see Flight there, so that is a little bit of a tech change. Wonder how that works out for them. Additionally, just a cheap Arknode, Heavy Blade, Light Fist Blade in the Cyrophel build. Like that quite a bit. And then, of course, Izzy in both lists. Single Void Engine between the two lists. The Void Engine is in the Cyrophel list. They have a single unit of Blade Masters with an Adept. With the Seeker Warden. They have Seeker Adepts. But in terms of making spooky ghosts, just the Shadowflame Shard. So that is the Dusk list. Let's get into the Orgoth, talk through it a little bit. We see a pairing of Hrusk and Oryax, which is interesting to see. These two are fairly complementary to each other in the pairing process. So do like this here. First off, we see a couple of interesting bits. The Jackal is a Bloodthirster Jackal Mace Clawed Fist, so the cheapest Jackal you can buy, coming in at 5 points. No Arknode here is feels a little bit of a miss to me, but that's just a personal thing, because I do like the ability to project the Thunderstrike off of Hrusk with an Arknode Jackal, but the fact that you have to give up that extra point in a list where points are tight makes sense. We have a Tyrant with a Scything Flail and Cannon Shield. I have been on record as not liking shields as much this edition. I want to make some caveats here. With the prevalence of Big Pig, particularly in the amount of volume fire that is coming into the meta, and the general availability of it, I do think shield is a fine pick. It does mean your tyrant is 16 points, but it also means your tyrant is a little more survivable. And they've leaned into this desire to stack armor, which we'll get into a little bit later in the list. So it's an interesting list choice. I do want to call it out. Another interesting list choice here is a tyrant with Relentless Charge Head, Harpoon, and Ripper. I see what they're going for. It allows for a little bit of positional play. You can do some cute things with the Harpoon occasionally. The Ripper, I don't really like. You're relying a lot on the crit shred. Not a huge fan of it in that respect. You get nearly equivalent power and some additional utility by just having a claw, and you save 2 points, which you could do to make your Jackal better. So for 13 points, generally, I want to run another Scything Flail and a Claw. I would also be fine running a Harpoon and a Claw here. If you want to run the Harpoon, I think you run the Harpoon as cheaply as possible and don't bother with the Ripper. But that's my 2 cents on it. Double Groton Champions, Double Keeper, Helexus. So the full money here in terms of the solo package that's now available with the cadre. Malgrith, nice inclusion, an inclusion that I run a lot with Harusk. The ability to just make tough not matter and to have an aura where things can't heal. If you allow the damage to stick is also really nice, along with the defensive strike, makes the objectives that he tends to be around a little more difficult to dislodge. You gotta put a bigger thing into him. Reaver Commander, always money, with their ability to hand out rerolls, their ability to tactician, and their ability to give set defense to your units, or to themselves, or to one of the other myriad of solos that you have in this list, is great. Therion Vanek, value has gone tremendously up on Therion Vanek with the addition of the Groton. A couple of reasons here. There's just harder targets to dig out. Her stealth becomes a little more valuable in that respect, because they really need to be putting the shots and the value into the solos that, frankly, if they touch you, you're going to feel and have some issues with. Volku Forge Master. So this list, just for, and a Siege Tarrasque. So let's get context here on this list. This list has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 solos, which is not a bad thing and not a bad way to go, particularly in, one, a team environment, and two, in SR 2024. Having a lot of multiple small solos, multiple small units, whatever you want to call it. I call it MSU from the 40K days. But the concept of having a lot of small modules that are independent and independently okay makes a lot of sense. The Siege Tarrasque is very interesting in this list because you're getting a lot of value from it through the Mortal Fear for the Scything Flail, Cannon Shield Tyrant, and some of these solos here, particularly the Keepers. Getting Keepers up to 22 prior to feat, 25 on feat, is interesting. It is something where you can really push value. Same thing with the Axers and the Witch Coven. It does mean you're being very valuable into living lists. So you have a high premium into living lists, where the Mortal Fear is going to proc into your undead lists, or your construct list. Less of a value town play, the Tarrasque. I'm still not super high on it, but in this list, it makes a bit of sense. I would like it more if there were more shields. Oddly enough, I think if you're going to go armor stack, go armor stack, and commit to it. So that's my feedback here. Card wise, pretty standard for what he's brought. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. The Oryax list. We've got a Jackal with Pole Arm and a Pneumatic Spike with an Arc Node. We've got a Tyrant with a Scything Flail and a Cannon Shield. We've got 2 Raveners, Double Groton Champions, Double Keeper, Reaver Commander, Therion Vanek, A Volkar Forge Master, single unit of Rock Harriers, single unit of Volkar Axers, and a Warwitch Coven. Defenses, triple barrier. Arcane Forces, Blessing the Gods, Defenses, Grave Robbing, and Power Swell. Interesting with Oryx is the, because he brings Starcross to the table, the value of barriers goes up quite a bit. The ability to give a +4 armor swing under Starcross is pretty significant for his forces. So there is a lot of reason to bring defenses when you're bringing Oryx to the table. It's a little battle group heavy. I don't hate it. It's interesting. I think this is of the list, this is the more interesting of the two, but I think the Horusk list is more solidly built. Not that this is bad by any means. It's just, I think, just slightly battle group heavy for my tastes. All right, on to Talion Charter. We've got a Bark Galleon list. Pretty standard fare with a Mariner, Double Nomad, and a Toro. With 3 Powder Monkeys, 4 Swamp Gravel Raiders, Iona Holt, and some Seahawk Pirates. Then there's Fiona the Black, Swabber, and the full boat of infantry with press gangers and pirates. So fairly standard fare on the Talion Charter. Nothing too exciting. We have Infernals. Infernals, we go spicy quick with a double Guardian of Souls, Omadamos. And I like this quite a bit. Double Howlers to give you the punch in the infantry package. The 2 Guardian of Souls is a choice. And a bold one, my friend, and I quite like it as a concept. And then to pair with Zadaroth with a Lamenter, Triple Tormentor, the pretty standard solo package, and then Double Howler. Rounding it out, we have Shadowflame Shard. We have a Nyxian Sighting, which is a choice, with a Vipex, Hunter's Mark, and Impalers, with the Asped. We have a Wyvern. We have Belagul, we have Raven, we have double Wraithwing Paragon, which is a choice, Quickfang Windstalker Strikers, one with a Quickfang Master, a second unit, just naked, of Quickfang Strikers, double Lashers, and 2 units of Windspine Cinderbacks. Interesting choices here. We have Hit and Run, Power Swell, Put Out the Fire, Savagery, and Spotters. So 3 points for those counting at home of infantry, or 3 points of command cards here in utilization. It is a very interesting Ixalan list. The strikers stand out to me because we don't normally see strikers. It's an interesting choice. They have a lot of utility. They have a lot of ambush potential. They absolutely massacre single wound infantry, particularly high defense single wound infantry, because they are rat 7. They're going to do something if you ambush them in that respect. They're a great delivery system for the Quickfang Master, but the fact that there's only 1 unit with the Quickfang Master is slightly suspect. It's all going to work with the feet pretty well from a melee perspective, but the guns are not going to benefit from the feet at all except for the attack bonus. Which is not bad. You know, going to Rat 9 is never bad. It's just you'd want some actual damage punch behind it as opposed to dash and auto point. So it's interesting. It's one of the more interesting lists in Shadowflame that has been presented. And going this route is incredibly interesting to me. Additionally, we have Cyrus with a Hydrix with Diviner Head, a Blockhead Horned Piercer, and Wings. This is very interesting. Not normally do we see a melee Hydrex, and this is definitely a melee Hydrex with Future Sight and Wings. So interesting combination there. It gets to boost after the fact, which is great on a mat 6 beast, honestly. Pretty affordable at 15 points. It is a very interesting construction. Then we have another Hydrix. This Hydrix has the Flame Spitter Head, Double Flame Sprayer, Small Heads, and the Spineback. Spineback gives you Swift Hunter. Has 3 ranged attacks here. So a pure spray beast, no melee. Very interesting construction here. Then we have Scalia. the Abyssal Flame, she is an interesting war beast. A lot of initial attacks, really good spray, returns infantry extremely well. And then we have a Vipex with the Asp, Chasen, and Cleavers. So just a cheap 8-point Vipex. We have a Wyvern, Belugul, Master of Pain, Raven, Zacharias, Zacatius, not Zacharias, Zacatius, the Winter's Chill, and two units of Wyrmspurn Shadowmancers. So all fury control for from an infantry perspective. So not a lot of synergy of bringing back infantry here. It is a very battle group centric Shiris. It is a very, very heavy battle group Shiris. With some very interesting choices. We've got Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Shavitry as the command cards. So pretty interesting overall team. I really like the very solid core of Dusk, Orgoth, Talion Charter. The Infernals build is really interesting to me. It's a very bold statement to have a list in your pairing with double Colossal. But if anybody's going to be able to pull it off, I do believe it is the Infernals in the current meta. The Shadowfame Shard looks like it's built to answer very specific questions. So I kind of like it as an answers list. And Nyxian in the pairing is really interesting, just from an overall mechanic standpoint and sort of dark horsing a little bit for the team. So that is Death Metal Sasquatch. Onward to Canada. Our friendly neighbors to the north have declared violence and stated one if by land, two if by snow. That is their team name. The unflappable team of Canadians is nearly all Mark IV armies. It is a Storm Legion army. It is a Ravens of War army. It has two armies of Winter Corps, and it has Brine Blood Marauders. So let's get into the dirt of the lists. The Signar lists are, to me, some of the most interesting ones that I have read of late. First list is Pig Hammer. This is a Spark Hammer list containing the General Carver, Ultimus, a Legion Officer, Specialist Tyrus Voss, three Weather Stations, a Zephyr, three Storm Callers, two units of Storm Lances, and Storm Vanes. Triple Barrier, Blessing of the God, defenses Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Spotters. This list wants to shoot you in the face repeatedly and then punch you in the face repeatedly with the General. It is a very tight, very interesting Storm Legion Sparkhammer list. I am here for it. It looks incredibly fun to play. It looks like a freaking nightmare to play against. The weather stations are incredible pieces of shooting tech, and are really good at just weathering down front lines. Additionally, they just stop all kinds of nonsense because they knock flying things out of the sky, and removal of flight is devastating. And with Shadowflame Shard, with Orgoth running around with bombers, with a fairly decent amount of air force, as we'll see in coming lists, just generally in the Bokur Brawl meta, the three weather stations is a really good call. I really like this list. I really don't want to ever play against this list, but I really like this list. Speaking of lists I really like, another Choose Violence list here. It's Mercenar is back. This has Captain Athena DeBarro, two Corsairs, a Striker, double Sky Bombers. So this is the first time I have ever seen Sky Bombers being voluntarily taken by a Signar player, and I'm here for it. I love that this is happening. There is an Iris in this list. There is a Kruger in this list. There is Lieutenant Sarah Brisbane with another Corsair. There is Specialist Tyson Voss. There's a Zephyr. Unit of Swarm Callers. Pardon me. Blessing of the Gods, Put Out the Fires, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Spotters. As somebody that has been running Double Bomber, Orgoth, for, 2 days after the rules were announced for the bombers. Yeah, I am a fan of the Air Force lists quite a bit, just as a general tool, just a general tool set, regardless of what you think of the Orgoth bomber and its rules. The bomber itself and just the general weapons package that it brings changes the nature of the game immensely. And with the Borrow, I really like what they're attempting to do here. I really, really do. Especially in the 2024 scenarios, the bombers just do a ton of work and can be really strong scenario pieces. As odd as that is to say, they just do a lot of fun stuff. And these two lists look like an absolute nightmare to play against, an absolute blast to play. So pretty standard Marc-Andre stuff here. Then we have a Ravens of War. We have a Lilith list with Azrael, Double Harrier, Seraph, Nissa Revel, Blightedness Sorceress and Hellion, a Blightedness Warlord, a Carver, Spellmarter, Blackfrost Shard, two units of Nis Swordsman with Abbot and Champion, and Ice Witches. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Duck and Cover, High Alert, and Hit and Run. Some real fun stuff here. I love the inclusion of Carver. I think it just does a lot for a Lilith list. Azrael's pretty standard fare. The two units of Swordsman are pretty interesting to me. I like the inclusion quite a bit. But at the 10 points, I would be very tempted to just have Cav. But I can see a spot for the Swordsman, just in the way the meta is shaping up. As the Swordsmen are much more annoying to shoot, the Carver, than the joyfulness of a large base. So pretty interesting call there. I like it conceptually. And then we have a Vale list. A Vale, an Angelius, a Azrael, a Nerith, a Seraph, a Nissa Revel, Blightedness Sorceress, another Big Pig, another Carver, three Spell Martyrs, single unit of Nis Raptors, and Ice Witches. Defenses, again, for three barriers, Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Sapper, and Savagery. Some real fun stuff in this list. Carver seems like a natural best friend to Vale and all of the nonsense that she wants to pull. Pretty standard beast package in the Vale list here. The Spell Martyrs, also a great inclusion. You can really do some things to help protect Pig, help protect the rest of the gun line and the battle line. Big fan of these Ravens of War lists. All right, Winter Core set number one. We have a Boris sighting. So we have a Lari. We have Direwolf, or Double Direwolf, both with Bombard, one with a Scrap Saw, one with Shield. Both shield guard heads. We have four Great Bears. Two of the Great Bears are Slammer, Heavy Cannon, Battle Axe. The other two are Aggressive, Battle Mace, Heavy Cannon, Shields. We've got a Colden Lord Krovnek. We've got a Kruger. We've got Volkova, Arcanist, and a unit of Snipers. Command cards, we've got Defenses, Barrier, Fire Pit, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Sapper. So, good old Kador Beast Brick under Boris, trying to exploit that feat to the fullest. Everything has multiple attack vectors. Got minimal infantry, pretty decent solo boat to help keep everything rolling. This is paired with Tatiana Sokova with a four Direwolf build. Each of the Direwolves are Shield Guard, Ice Hammer, Plow Shield. We have Medveditsa. We have a Colden Lord Krovnek. We have a Controller. We have a Volkova. We have Sergei Krog. We have a Winter Corps officer, single Winter Corps officer, four Arcanists, double Wrecking Crew, Winter Corps snipers, defenses of Spike Trap Barrier, Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, and Put Out the Fires. Onward to Brinebloods. We have Shadow Tongue. We've got a Deepborn. Three Deepborn Dire Trolls. Two are equipped with a cantankerous spearback anchor and skull gullets. A third with a deep dweller, lunker, hammerhead, and crabnet. Two booty bosses, a carver, Madame Moriarty, pig dirge, two units of marauder crew with tapper, unit of boarding party with coxswain, unit of pig galley crew, defenses of barrier, fire pit, blessing the gods, careful reconnaissance, defenses, power swell, and sapper. We have Bragdon Ragemonger with two deep-worn dire trolls, each with cantankerous minnow, hammerhead, and skull, shark skull gullet, double booty boss, Stormjaw, Madame Moriarty, double battle brig, double dirge, three units of marauder crew, each with a quartermaster, and a pygmy boardy party with a coxswain. Defenses of barrier, blessing of the gods, careful reconnaissance, defenses, hit and run, power swell. So some fun and interesting stuff here in very battle group heavy troll bloods or brine bloods lists with a lot of pigs, at least one pig in the pairing, which I think is very interesting. And then to round it off, we have our second winter core pairing of Valaria Saverin, two great bears with each with a slammer, heavy cannon, and blasting fist, two bison, controller, Volkova, two winter core officers, two suppressors, one wrecking crew, one unit of snipers, defense, infiltration, old faithful, power swell, and put out the fires. And then we have Baranova, two dire wolves, each with a cannon and scrap saw with shield guard heads. We have Colden Lord Krovnik. We have a Magnus. We have a Volkova. We have a Kroll. We have two Winter Corps officers. We have Arcanist. We have a Winter Corps wrecking crew. We have a unit of gunners, two units of pikemen, two units of snipers with dogs. Arcane forces, careful reconnaissance, high alert, old faithful, and power swell. Some fun stuff going on here, particularly in the Baranova list. I really like the inclusion of Magnus with Baranova. It's a real nice module that is fairly independent of her and can just do some real nice things in the list overall, helps protect her a little bit. Big fan of troopers in the list. I probably would have gone double gunners as opposed to double pike, but the pike are good. It's not a knock by any means. I just prefer the gunners a little bit more now, but the pikes are absolutely fine. They do quite a bit of hit back work in the list. So that is the Canadians. Pretty strong overall. Definitely one of my favorites in the tournament. The double Cador is a choice. I like it though conceptually. If your read on the overall meta is that Brine Bloods and Dusk are going to be very prevalent in the European and the overall international meta, then I think Double Cador makes a ton of sense because they play very well into those two factions. And they have a very good game into a lot of the Signar pairings. So I do think that from that perspective, the double Cador presents a very interesting choice. I love the Signar on the list. I love the Brine Bloods because, again, I'm very high on Brine Bloods. From list perspective, it's very difficult to go wrong with Legion. Legion has performed exceedingly well across editions. These are well-constructed lists, pretty much top to bottom. I think the Canadians have some good shot at going deep in the Beaucoeur, although I do hope that the Americans stave them off. Long Island Sea Dogs. Let's talk about a double Brine Blood team. So just talking about Brine Bloods and sort of the read that I have generally about their general power level, particularly where that power level is heading with their cadre, solving a lot of problems for them, particularly the magic weapons. That'll actually be huge into the Dusk matchup for them. And so this list is constructed of a Shadowflame Shard player, a two Brine Bloods players, a Storm Legion player, and a Dusk House Callus player. Let's get into it. Shadowflame Shard, our caster pairing is Rassic and Shiris. The Rassic list is interesting because it is a Vipex double Wyvern build, which is becoming exceedingly popular. The double Wyverns solve a lot of some of the native questions for Shadowflame currently. There is a lot of argument as whether the second one is worth it or not, but it lets you play wider because it gives you the ranged coverage that the list sorely lacks otherwise. So one is good, two is probably better, which was not a position that I had earlier. But having gotten it on the table a little bit more, I'm leaning double Wyvern. I still haven't clicked the buy button yet on the second Wyvern, but it's definitely something that I'm thinking about quite a bit. Belagul, again, he's pretty much stapled to all of these lists. You've got Riven, also pretty much a must in Rask, almost a must in the faction. Interesting bit here is the double spinner. Spinners are interesting bits. They feel very overcosted. All of that said, being able to bring back two units or heal a caster or a beast up or infantry up can be game winning or bring an infantry back. It can have a lot of effect on the game itself. They just can't frontline. Their lack of stealth disturbs me. But I don't begrudge the picks here, because it does give you some more bodies, does give you some more contesting pieces, does give you some more scoring solos as opposed to your do work solos that you don't necessarily want having to babysit objectives. So from that perspective, not terrible. You've got double death dealers, double lashers. Really like this combination with Rask. I think there's a slight argument for removal of one of the death dealer units in favor of stalkers, but that's just because I really like the stalker generally, with the stealth, with the ability to outflank or ability to ambush them if you need to, just give you some flexibility in the list. But double death dealers is not something I'm going to argue too much with under Rask. With double lasher, lashers are pretty much a near must with Rassic. He just does so much for them, and they do so much for him under feet. 3-inch reach with defensive strike is just money. They can get into odd places. They have reposition. Lashers are real deal infantry, even though they're a little pill-fisted. But we got Silence of Death in the faction, so not terrible, although not the best. But we do also have access to Curse of Shadows, so do with that what you will. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Power Swell, Savagery, and True Inspiration. Shyrus list, we go battle group heavy again. We've got a Hydrix with Diviner, double Spitter, double Venom Spitter. Then we have a Hydrix with Flame Spitter, Venom Spitter, Horn Piercer, Spineback. That's one of my favorite Hydrix builds. Personally, I've run a lot of Flame Spitter, Venom Spitter, Horn Piercer. It just does a lot of work. It is 15 points, but it does a lot of work. It also has a lot of immunity. So if there are hazards on the table, as there should be at least one on every table. The ability to ignore or to resist flame, to resist corrosion, is surprisingly relevant. It comes up way more than one would think, as has been my experience. We have Vipex. We have double Vipex, each with Viper Head, Bladed Galen, Impalers. We have a third Vipex with an Ophiodon Head, Hunter's Mark, and Cleavers. We've got a Belagul Master of Pain. We have a Niska, Totem Huntress, Shadowmancer Scion, unit of Quick Fang Stalkers with Quick Fang Master, unit of Quick Fang Strikers with Quick Fang Master, and a Wormspine Shadowmancers for the general ability to provide guidance as well as condition. So pretty interesting build here. I like the battle group heavy. I am a little surprised to not see a Wyvern in the Shyrus list, but I like it. I run back and forth between this three Vipex thought process with the double Hydrix, or condensing down to two Vipexes, two Hydrix, getting some of the infantry out and going with a Wyvern. But I think getting the second unit of infantry here, the strikers in, is a pretty decent play, particularly with a quick Vein Master in both. So interesting list here from the Shadow Flame side of things. Then we go over to Brine Bloods. We've got a Ragemonger list here. In the Ragemonger list, we've got three Deepborn Dire Trolls, two of which have Cantankerous, Spearbacks. Let's go through it one by one. Three Dire Trolls. One of them is Spearback Anchor with Shark Gauntlet. One of them is Spearback Hammerhead with Shark Gauntlet. Both Cantankerous heads. Then we've got a third Dire Troll. He is a Bellower with a Spearback, Hammerhead, and Skull Gauntlet. We have a Reef Troll with Matey, the Farstrike Animus, Harpoon, and Ship's Wheel. We have a Booty Boss. We have a Carver. We have a Madam Moriarty. We have a Pig Cannon Crew. Single unit of Marauders with a Quartermaster. Unit of Pig Boarding Party with a Coxswain. Unit of Pig Galley Crew with a Coxswain. Defenses of Barrier, Fire Pit, Fire Pit. Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance. Defenses, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires. This is paired up with Admiral Boomhowler herself, with a Deep Roaring Dire Troll, with a Deep Dweller Head, Lunker Fin, Hammerhead, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. We have another Dire Troll with Cantankerous, Spearback, Anchor, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. Double Booty Boss, Stormjaw, Madam Moriarty, Double Battle Brig, unit of Marauder with Bosun, double unit of Marauder with Tappers, double unit of Boarding Party with Coxswain. Defenses of Barrier, Barrier, Spike Track, Blessing the Gods, Breakthrough, defenses, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. Some pretty neat stuff here in the Brine Bud list. Again, see the utilization of defenses to take advantage of a bit more of the feet and rough seas, which I think is an excellent choice to help try and keep as much of that boarding party alive as possible so that they can deliver, or not the boarding party, the Marauder crew as possible, so they can deliver and really cause some consternation to the opponent. Onward to Storm Legion. We have an Anson Wolf list with a Striker, with Relentless Charge, Voltaic Halberd, Heavy Metal Bolter, the General, a Legionnaire Officer, Specialist Tyson Voss, Double Weather Station, Single Zephyr, Arcane Mechanics, Unit of Storm Lance Legionnaires, two units of Storm Blade, or Unit of Storm Blade Legionnaires, Unit of Storm Guard Legionnaires, Unit of Storm Thrower Legionnaires, each with a banner, and a unit of Templist Assailers. Blessing of the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, True Inspiration. Very interesting Anson Wolf list here, taking advantage of the weather stations and the Zephyr to really make the output go up quite a bit on the infantry. It's sort of a hodgepodge from an infantry standpoint. I like the hodge and the podge. The battle group is pretty contained. You're asking a lot of work from the general, which makes fair sense. Then we have Huxley's Himbos with Rafe Huxley, a Corsair Heavy Storm Thrower, Shield Guard, a Corsair, or Double Corsair, Triple Striker, each with Voltaic Halberd and Galvanic Shields, an Officer, Sharpshooter, Double Weather Station, Zephyr, Arcane Mechanics, Storm Veins, and Double Assailer. Running Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and True Inspiration. So some fun things here in the pairing. Definitely taking advantage of the new tech, particularly the weather stations, which I have already stated I think are an excellent piece to add into the rotation. Love seeing that somebody is running Huxley in the event. With this, we have we've gone over a list for four of the five casters, and I know there's a Calder list or two lurking beyond the shadows, so it's very exciting that in the event we're going to see multiple lists here. We've got Dusk with Helleth list. We have single ghast with an arc node blade and shield. We have Carver. We've got Double Sire. We've got a Dysis. We have Iris. We have Kruger. Double Archer. Single Death Guard Cav. Double Slayer. And unit of Soulless Blade Masters. So some fun stuff here in this list. That's just a little bit different. The Double Slayer is definitely different. I like it. I like it quite a bit. I'm pretty high on Slayers generally for their output for the 7 points. They hold a point pretty well. Generally, if things get close, they can close out pretty well as a second wave, second line. They just take a lot to get through, particularly under her feet. And with Carver providing a lot of heavy firepower to sort of wear the list down and force them forward, I think they're going to see a lot more work and a lot more efficiency generally in the list. I like this list quite a bit. This is paired with Cyrophel, with an Eliodon, with Force Barrier Head, Dawn Blade, and Dusk Blade, Force Cannon. So for those that don't know, if you have a Dusk Blade, the Dusk Blade has Energy Siphon, meaning it can take Focus or Fury off of something that it's attacking every time that it hits. With the Energy Siphon, there is a fun interaction, and I say fun because it's fun for you and horrific for the side that has them. But monstrosities, every time they're hit, it generates a focus token. And therefore, every time or every time they're damaged, so in that interaction, the focus is generated, and then the focus is siphoned off. So that you get into this wicked cycle where until the brain is destroyed and the focus stops generating, the Eidolon can just continue to hit the monstrosity to death or near death or near uselessness. So I like seeing the Duskblade here. It does make the Eidolon a little more expensive, but it is worth it in a world where you're likely to see Dark Operations and where Orgoth now has monstrosities as well. So I like the risk, particularly in a team tournament, to have that little bit of tech in the back pocket. So if you see the Duskblade there, that is why that is in there. It's also helpful as we see more hordes coming to the table. Because they can siphon that focus off those beasts and take it to help beat them to death. So again, something to think about and consider there, particularly with the amount of Shadowflame Shard we've already seen over the first few teams, or Brine Bloods. So it's part of the tech and the reason you're seeing it. Then we have a Ghast with an Arc Node, Blaster Fist, and Light Blade Fist. We have an Israfel, we have double Dreadguard Sire, a Dysis, an Iris, a Kruger, a Void Shaper, single unit of Dreadguard Cav, Seeker Adepts, two units of Blade Masters, each with a Seeker Warden. I am a big fan of Blade Masters with Cyrophel. I think that these units complement each other exceedingly well. It is a little interesting to have two units of Blade Masters and not have a Void Engine to take advantage of the spooky ghost synergy. But looking at the list, it is exceedingly tight on points, as is. And the option would sort of be to give up the Iris package and maybe the Void Shaper in favor of a Void Engine. Then you're sitting with two extra points. The points are awkward sometimes in Dusk, so I can see where we're going here with it. I do think that might be a bit of a miss in the construction, but other than that, I like it quite a bit. I definitely like the inclusion of Kruger in the lists immensely. I do think Dusk should be running Kruger as much as possible. I also think Dusk should probably be running Pig or Magnus as much as possible, again, because of all the fun stuff that they do for those type of models. And rounding out with our second Brine Bloods list, we have Shadowtongue with a Deepborn Dire Troll, Cantankerous, Lunker, Hammerhead, Skull Gauntlet, another one exactly like it. So two Dire Trolls with the Lunker, Hammerhead, and Skull Gauntlets with Cantankerous. Booty Boss, Stormjaw, Madame Moriarty. Single Battle Brig, four Pig Cannon Crew. Four Pig Cannon Crew. Not a stutter. Four Pig Cannon Crew. Love it. Double Dirge, two units of Marauders with Quartermasters. Two units of Coxswain boarding, or two units of boarding party, each with a Coxswain and a Pig Galley Crew. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Infiltrate, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires. This is a super fun Shadow Tongue list. Four Pig Cannon Crews and two Dirges to help with the mark targeting and to do the Arc Node thing. Double Quartermasters, really solid, particularly with Shadow Tongue. This list just sort of pounds you, and then if you get close, it just comes in and hits you to death with the Hammerheads, the Hammerhead Dire Trolls. A lot of fun here. This is very, very solid construction. I like these, like this list quite a bit. Then we've got Fire Quill with a Deepborn Dire Troll with a Bellower, Minnow, Hammerhead, and Squid Blaster. We've got four Reef Trolls, each with the Gunner Head, each with the Far Strike Animus, each with the Ship's Gun, and each with a Boarding Axe. We've got a Booty Boss with Madame Moriarty. Four more Pig Cannon Crew. Pig Dirge, two Marauder Crew, each with a Quartermaster, a Pig Boarding Party, and a Pig Galley Crew. With Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Infiltration, Sapper, and Sentry Duty. This is the gun line of gun lines. I am super excited to see how this list performs. This is the type of thing that you look for in doing these list reviews, where you just have something that understood exactly what it is, and this Fire Quill list understands exactly what it is. But the fact that this has eight Pig Cannon Crew across the two lists is just a choice that I respect the absolute hell out of. Fantastic second Brian Bloods lists here in the Long Island Sea Dogs. Well played. Well played. So we are three teams in thus far. So let's jump over to Mark IV Occur. So it's like Mark IV Massacre. Like this team's construction, this is a double scorn, but even better, in that double scorn, it is a double Armies of the Western Reaches pairing. I'm going to repeat that slowly for the slow kids down the hall. Double scorn, in that double scorn, no Exalted to be found. All Army of the Western Reaches. Let's get into this one. The rest of the team construction is Storm Legion. We have Grimkin. And we have Brian Blood Marauders. So, super interesting list combination. Grimkin, we know, is one of the strongest ones in the 2024 scenario pack. Even with the changes that occurred to the Grimkin in the January update, Grimkin is still going strong. It still does a lot of the things that are just really strong in the Mark IV edition. It transitioned over very well. It's one of the better legacy armies remaining. So this is a legacy heavy team. Again, we see a ratio of three legacy to two of the new guys. So let's get into the new guys list with the Storm Legion. So in Storm Legion, without further ado, we have now seen all five casters. We can form Captain Planet. We have Madison Caller. Madison Calder is running two Corsairs. She is running two Strikers. Each of the Strikers have Voltaic Halberds and Galvanic Shields. She's got the General in there because she does the General probably the best of all of the casters outside of Sparkhammer. She's got double Legionnaire Officers. She's got Arcane Mechanics, double Stormlance Legionnaires, and double Tempest Assailers. Careful Reconnaissance, High Alert, Old Faithful, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires. Pretty competent build here. Like a lot of what this Madison list is attempting to do. And I think Calder is pretty strong into the general meta. And we have another Huxley sighting. It is another Rafe Huxley list. This one we've got a Corsair. We've got two strikers again with a Relentless Charge, Halberd, and Galvanic Shield. We've got Carver. Carver makes an appearance in Signar with Kruger. Lieutenant Sarah Brisbane brings another striker to the table, this time with a Voltaic Halberd and a Heavy Mag Bolter. We've got a unit of Arcane Mechanics, and we've got two units of Storm Lance Legionnaires. So two units of the Cav. Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. This is an interesting Huxley list. Quite interesting. You bring the absolute powerhouse of Kruger and Carver into a pretty tight Jack build. And then you top it off with Sarah Brisbane just running an animal in the striker with the Voltaic Halberd and the Heavy Mag Bolter. Complemented by some Stormlance Legionnaires. Really interesting build. Super interesting list here from our friends at Storm Legion. All right, Army of the Western Reach is one. We have Zadesh with a Mammoth, Tiberian, Titan Gladiator, Deptus Marqueth, Double Willbreaker, Legends of Halak, Paingiver Beast Handlers, single unit of Ferox, of Ventnor Reavers, a unit of Ventnor Reavers, and a unit with officer and standard. Duck and cover, high alert, infiltration, power swell, and sentry duty. We back this up with Makeda, with a Kriya, Mullet Karn, Titan Gladiator, Deptus Marqueth, Double Willbreakers, Tyrant Redeem, Legends of Halak, three Paingiver Beast Handlers, double Ferox, double Keltari, and a Tyrant Commander and Standard Bearer. Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Infiltration, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires. Really some of the best tech here in Army of Western Reaches. You've got a fairly stock standard Makeda build doing exactly what it needs to do to be efficient and annoying. You've got a Tyrant Zadesh list with a Mammoth, Tiberian. The Ferox in that list are also very interesting. Gives quite a bit of mobility to the list. Gives you some interesting punch. Very interesting build overall. Jump over to our Grimkin friend. Grimkin is running single list. They are running the Child, Triple Cage Rager, Death Knell, Double Swarm, Lady Katiana Rose. A bit of interest here in Magnus the Unstoppable. With Invictus, you've got a Malady Man, Double Dreadrot, single unit of Naslayer with a Warhorse. Grave Robber, High Alert, Ill Omens, Power Swell, Put Out the Fire, Sacrifice, and Shroud. Super interesting here to have Magnus in the Child build. Like it quite a bit. Triple Cage Rager is definitely terrifying. as the Cage Rager is an amazingly powerful unit. Or amazingly powerful War Beast. For the faction, particularly under Child. Just a lot of good stuff in this list. Topping it off with the Brine Bloods, we see an Admiral Boomhauer list. We've got double Deepborn Dire Troll, each with Cantankerous, Minnow, Anchors, and Squid Blasters. We've got triple Reef Trolls, each with Gunner Head, Far Strike, Ship's Gun, two with Ship's Wheel, one with Chain Shot Explosive. We've got a Booty Boss, a Stormjaw, Gregor Boomhauer, Pig Cannon Crew, a Surgeon, two units of Marauder Crew, one with a Tapper, one with a Bosun, and a unit of Pig Galley Crew with Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Sentry Duty. So again, another model list in this particular faction, or in this particular pairing. And then John Massa has not submitted his Army of the Western Reaches list yet. So we are waiting with bated breath on that submission. Going on to Team 5, we have Hindsight is 2020. Here we see some Shadows of the Retribution. We see Shadowflame Shard. We see again Storm Legion, again Dusk, and again Infernals. So interesting pairing type here. We shall see what juice Shadows has left in it post-nerf. Like the Shadow Flame quite a bit here. like the Signar and the Dusk, and I like the Infernals quite a bit. So I think you have a very solid core. One of the things that I kind of look for in team construction generally, and what has proven to sort of be effective, is having a core of three very difficult matchups. It doesn't always have to be the best factions. But they have to be factions that prove to be problematic, that either ask very difficult questions or answer very difficult questions or can play into variety of the field. And I think you have that quite a bit in Signar, Dusk. I think Shadowflame Shard is getting there. I do think you need some of the cadre to come out to really solidify itself in that way where it's asking very hard questions, because Kyrex's feat is a very hard question. But even as it is, I don't think people have the number of reps into it yet to really have a grasp on how well their matchup is with it. And then Infernals is just always a difficult ask. Nobody enjoys... nobody looks forward to just grinding into Infernals, because Infernals can play a very grindy game into a majority of factions, and they're just a hard out. I like them a lot from a pairing process standpoint, and then Shadows gives you a lot of flexibility in the pairing process. Here we got a pairing of Gareth and Thyron, so run through the Gareth list. We've got Double Harpy, Moros, two Eterni. We've got triple mechanic, double mage hunter assassins. We've got Narn, Shyless Wishnealer, unit of wardens, two units of infiltrators, units of mage hunter strike force, and a mage hunter commander with hit and run, old faithful, power swell, put out the fires and true inspiration. Pairing this with Thyron, with a battle group of Moros, triple mechanics, Iris, Narn, double Void Tracers, double Swordsmen with Swordsman Officer and Standard, triple Wardens, double Infiltrators, single Strike Hunter Force with Strike Hunter Commander, and Spears of Syra. Duck and Cover, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. So again, not the funnest nut to crack here. Real giant infantry blobs that do quite a bit of damage, very high defense. Just generally good Shadows of Retribution fun. Jumping over Shadowflame Shard, we have a Shyrus and Rask pairing. For Shyrus, we have a Hydrix with Flame Spitter, Flame Sprayer, Blockhead, and Spine Back. This is also one that I run quite a bit, although normally I'm on Venom Spitter. Because I like making the full immunity, and I like the little bit of additional range on the AoE, although I'm not opposed to the spray and its interaction with the Wyvern's Draconic Aura. Seems to be what the list is focusing on, is utilizing Draconic Aura quite a bit. Second Hydrix with Diviner Head, double Flame Sprayer, and Spineback. Vipex with Viper Head, Bladed Gale, and Impalers, and another Ipex with Ophiodon, Hunter's Mark, Cleavers, and the Wyvern. This is sort of that other standard Shyrus battle group, where again you go pretty battle group heavy with the five beasts. You've got Belagul, you've got a Raven, you've got double Quickfang Strikers, and Worm Spine Shadowmancers. Can't say too much here. I run something exceedingly similar. Really, my only difference is I run Venom Heavy, where I run the Venoms as opposed to the Sprays. But the Sprays are perfectly acceptable. Arguably pair a little bit better with the Draconic Aura. I just don't like the 2-inch reduction in reach that it gives me from a threat perspective, but totally fine. I do think that the Sprays are becoming a little more valuable in the meta, particularly as we're seeing... seeing more things that just generally are upping range defense, where the AoE gets a little dicier, and where ignoring the cover or concealment is just flat better, and that's what the spray does, despite the range reduction. So Again, I think your mileage may vary. It depends on what your local meta is doing, what the national meta ends up on. So I think probably a mix is really where one's going to end up. But we shall see. We've got Blessing the Gods, Breakthrough, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. Again, pretty standard cards here for Hordes. Put Out the Fires is really becoming a tremendous asset for how all of it works. Real big fan of Put Out the Fires. Additionally, we have our Wrasic list. Wrasic here, we've got a Hydrix with Flame Spitter, Venom Spitter, Blockhead, and Spineback. Again, that's again a Hydrix I run quite a bit, particularly with Rask. We've got a Vipex with Viper, Bladed Gales, and Impalers. We have a second Vipex with Viper, Chasten, and Impaler. We have a third Vipex with Ophiodaun, Hunter's Mark, and Cleavers. We've got a Wyvern. We've got a Belugul, Master of Pain. We've got a That's So Raven, the Onyx Rampant, and 2 units of Talon Lashers, and a unit of Rhymespurn, Shadowmancers, Blessing the Gods, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, and Power Swell. This is very similar list that I run. The Chasten is a nice meta pick. I want to talk about it a little bit. You do reduce your individual output on that Vipex quite a bit. However, giving Rask a dispel at ranged 8 is quite nice from a just general play perspective. The amount of buffs that are problematic for this faction are or upkeeps are pretty significant. And being able to tear them off with Chasten in the matches where you need it, it's one of those spells where it is so much better to have than not have, and it doesn't really hurt you too much to bring it on one of the Vipex chassis. The double lasher, again, we've talked about it before with earlier talks on Wrasic. He just does so much. They just do so much under the defensive feat that Wrasic brings in the defensive strike. We can argue the merits of Wrasic's feat. Yes, it should do something else other than it does, or on top of what it does with the defensive strike. But this is the world in which we live, and we've got to live where we are and not where we want to be. So we will get there eventually. But again, it's very solid builds on both of these lists. Not a lot of notes here. Just some good lists. Just not surprising based on the player that's playing them. Again, here we've got some Storm Legion. We've got Sparkhammer, Double Striker build with Kruger, Double Weather Station, Triple Storm Caller, Double Lance. Single unit of Stormblade Legionnaires is interesting with the banner. So really, the main tweak here to the formula is having the Stormblades with the banner. Again, we see defenses with Blessing the Gods, defenses Hit and Run, Infiltration, Put Out the Fires, defenses they're bringing Barrier, Fire Pit. They've got a Debarrel list as the pairing with Triple Striker, with Hammer, and Heavy Mag Bolter. They've got Kruger, Double Officer, Double Legionnaire. 2 units of Stormguard Legionnaire, unit of Stormblade with the banner, and mechanics. Blessing the Gods, Hit and Run, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, and Sapper. So again here, not a ton of innovation, but just some good solid lists. Overall, the spiciest bit in the Debarrel list is the double unit of Stormguard Legionnaires. I like that quite a bit. And then in the Sparkhammer, sort of the cheeky bit is the Stormblade Legionnaires with the banner. Very solid overall. We've got Dusk with Helioth, an Eidolon Force Barrier, Null Blade, Dust Blade again with Force Cannon. We've got Dysys, an Iris, a Kruger, a Magnus the Unstoppable, Prisoner 10, 28, 22. 2 Dreadguard Archers, 2 Dreadguard Cav, and Soulless Guardian. With Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Defenses, Infiltration, and Sapper. We've got barrier, fire pit, fire pit. Do you want to make a note here about this list? The very interesting bit to me is instead of electing for Ghast, they have elected for a tech piece Eidolon, with, again, the Force Barrier, the Null Blade, the Dust Blade, and the Force Cannon. This gives you a momentum shot piece. It gives you the Dust Blade to, again, exploit any monstrosity that may come near you in the matchup. It's 14 points. It's a pretty interesting little Eidolon. I am a fan of this Eidolon's construction from that perspective. Just gives you some little subtle bits to it. The Magnus, again, we've talked about it before. I am a fan of Magnus in Dusk. I am a fan of the big models in Dusk in general. I think they pair well. And again, we have Syrafel as the pairing with Helleth. We again see the Eidolon come in, this time with Flight, Null Blade, Dust Blade, and Force Cannon. We see a Ghast with Arcnode, Heavy Blade, and Light Blade Fist. We see Irzrafel. We see Double Dreadguard Shire. We see Dysus. We see a Void Engine. We see a Void Shaper. We see a Dreadguard Archer. We see Dreadguard Cav. We see Seeker Adepts. We see single unit of Blade Masters with Seeker Warden. We see a single unit of Soulless Guardians. We see defenses of Barrier, Spike Trap, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Defenses, Power Swell, and Sapper. So one of the things I do want to hit on now is I want to talk about defenses. I want to talk about the value of defenses in SR 2024, in the table change, and in lists in general at a team tournament. So one of the things that is notable about team environments is there is a desire and there is a push by the TOs at the team tournament to make the terrain as relevant as possible. And by that, I mean the choice of terrain. So if you lose matchups, you get to pick tables. So this means that tables need to provide some very stark experiences that you may not be familiar with from a general steamroller standpoint. Because a lot of times people are trying to build a table to make a fair experience. The concept of the team tournament is that the table should not be set up in a way that is fair or balanced. They should be set in a way in which there is a advantage to the terrain for certain types of armies. And because of that, it allows you to mitigate some of the problematic matchup that you may have received and gives you a benefit to picking the table. Because ideally, you want those two benefits, the benefit of matchups and the benefit of tables, to have some degree of equality. It's not something that's been perfectly done yet. It is something that is strived for to make meaningful choices. I say all that to say this. In that environment, the ability to bring relevant terrain pieces to yourself could swing that table that you got that is not a great table for you to a playable table, because you're able to put down some barriers or put down some other defense that may mitigate or inhibit your opponent in a way that is helpful to you. Or let's say that there's a large open space on your side of the table that you have to advance through. That is not ideal for you. But if you have defenses, and you've selected defenses, and you've brought some barriers, that's an ideal place for the barriers to go. Because now you've got something to run behind. You've got some cover to run to, as opposed to just being in this open field that's going to mow you down. So this is one of the reasons that you're going to see a lot more defenses than you may be seeing locally for other events. Because again, generally the amount of terrain that is on an SR 2024 table has dramatically increased. Making the placement of the defense is a little more difficult. One of the things that you see in these team tournaments, and the way these team tournaments boards can be constructed, is you may see some more gaps in those boards despite the terrain density, that will allow you to place more favorably, because again, built these tables with the idea of advantages in mind. And this can help mitigate some of that. So let's move on to the last list here in Hindsight is 2024, which is the Infernal list. We have Azathoth with Harvester of Souls, Lamentor, Striker, and sort of the solo boat, and then Howlers. The big difference here is we got Azathoth with a Harvester of Souls, which is pretty unique for the tournament. And then we have an Amademos with a single Guardian of Souls. So this one is a two colossal pairing. Each of the casters have a colossal. So that is an interesting bit of tech here for this particular army. You've got Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Grave Robbing, Hit and Run, and Power Swell on the Zadaroth side. And then for the Amademos, you got Breakthrough. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Grave Robbing, and Power Swell. So again, some fun stuff there on the Infernal side. All in all, interesting lists, interesting matchups for this list, or for this group. Interesting team, and I wish them luck. Team number 6, Tried and Hoot. This is the Tried and True gang, and some members of another meta. So shout out to them. So let's get through it. Let's get to it. In their list pairing process, they have Dusk, they have Storm Legion, they have Grimkin, they have Brine Bloods, and they have Shadow Flame Shard. This is, I think, a very difficult group to pair into, and to pair into well. Grimkin, again, allows you to solve so many problems, and they can be thrown at so many different things. They're just really a monster. You've got Brine Bloods, which again, I think are one of the top lists in the meta, just generally. You've got a Storm Legion player, which again, just pairs well into a variety of lists. You've got Dusk, which again, is one of my top reads in the meta. And you've got Shadowflame Shard, which really doesn't have, some pretty significant advantages. In some of these matchups as they're getting their tech pieces. So again, they're not the easiest lists to pair into, not the easiest factions to pair into with your particular list. So I like this combination quite a bit. Again, this sees the pattern of 4 Mark IVs and 1 Legacy, with that Legacy being Grimkin, which you really can't go wrong with. So let's get into Dusk. Dusk, we have wonderful name here. We're gonna call out Blimp Disket, which is a Helleth list with Israfel, a Sky Bomber. Yep, didn't stutter there. Sky Bomber. This is the Def 14 Poltergeist one for those playing along at home. Also known as the second best Blimp compared to the Urgoth, at least in my humble opinion. You got Dysis, you've got a Kruger, you've got a Void Engine, Void Shaper, double Archers. Single Dreadguard Cav, you've got double Adept or single Secret Adept, double Soulless Guardian. One of the Soulless Guardian has a Secret Warden. Hit and Run, Infiltration, Old Faithful, Put Out the Fires, and True Inspiration. Here for the Blimp Disket list, pretty fun list here. I really like the inclusion of the Sky Bomber, particularly with Helleth. I think she runs it very well. Give some additional speed to the list as well as guns, providing that range presence that Dusk kind of feels a little soft without. Like the bomber quite a bit. The double archers is pretty solid. Single cav, again, I get pretty sad with single cav, but from a points consideration standpoint, totally understand why you'd go this route. Double guardians, I think, is fantastic. And again, the Void Engine, always good to have. This is paired off with Tyrus. You've got an Eidolon with Flight, Null Blade, Force Shield, and Force Cannon. You've got a Ghast with Arcnode, Heavy Blade Fist, Battle Shield, Israfeld, a Dreadguard Sire, Dysis, a Kruger, a Void Engine, double Dreadguard Cav, Secret Depth, and double Soulless Guardian. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, Put Out the Fires, and One Sentry Duty. Again, very solid pairing here really like the Helleth list quite a bit. Again, I want to bring up, we've got an Eidolon again with Force Cannon, not saving the point for the Vortex, but going for the momentum. And I think the momentum here is a great little bit of tech, particularly in a team tournament environment. I like its inclusion quite a bit. I like the Dispel. I like the Force Shield. This is just a good, cheap Eidolon. It does a lot of little bits in the matchup process, particularly with Tyrus. But it just has a lot of good rules on it, and it's pretty inexpensive by Eidolon standards. So we will jump now to our Storm Legion friends. We've got a Madison Collar sighting again. This is a double Corsair list with double Striker. On the Strikers, we've got the Halberds and Storm Blazer cannons. We've got the General. We've got two Legionnaire officers, three Sharpshooters, unit of Mechanics, unit of Stormblade Legionnaires, Lance Legionnaires. We've got a unit of Stormblade Legionnaires with the banner, and a unit of Stormguard Legionnaires. Hit and run, infiltration, power swell, put out the fires, and true inspiration. This is a super interesting Calder list. Again, you got the General. The Stormblazer cannons is quite the choice with the Halberds. That's a cool little jack package for 12 points. Triple Sharpshooters is living your best life. And then you've got single Storm Lance Legionnaires, a single Stormblade Legionnaires with the banner, and then the single Stormguard Legionnaires. So, interesting list. Super interesting list. Like the Calder quite a bit. This is paired up with a DeBarrow list. You've got double Corsair. This time we feature a Corsair with a Dodge Head, as opposed to just the Shield Guard. We've got a Mag Bolter on that with a Volcanic Punching Spike. So pretty neat. A little bit of tech here. I love these little tech bits. I like to bring them up because a lot of times it gets you thinking in different ways about your army. Because people get in the rut of, you know, just taking a Voltaic Broadsword, an Electrified Shield, or taking, you know, a heavy Storm Thrower and the Punching Spike. You know, Corsair is this, and this is all a Corsair can be. And then somebody comes along and throws a Dodge Head and a Mag Bolter on it. And I'm here for it. I'm here when we get these little interesting bits that are different than other things. We've got Double Striker in this list, each with a Hammer and Galvanic Shield. We've got the General, Legionnaire Officer, Triple Sharpshooter, Arcane Mechanics, Unit of Storm Legion Legionnaires, Unit of Stormblade Legionnaires with the banner, and Storm Guard Legionnaires. So again, we see a very similar infantry pattern to what we had previously. We see again the triple Sharpshooters, God help us all, and single Legionnaire Officer. So some fun things here. Card-wise, we've got Hit and Run, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires, Savagery, and True Inspiration. So, some fun stuff here, guys, in this this Signar list. Let's go over to Grimkin. Grimkin, we've got the Dreamer with a Clockatress, Double Skin and Moans, Baron Tunglick, Double Grave Ghoul, Lady Katarina Rose, Magnus the Unstoppable, Malady Man, Double Dreadrots, Double Madcaps, Piggybacks, and Officer. We've got Defenses of Barrier, Spike Trap. For our command cards, we've got Arcane Forces, Defenses, Fortune's Path, High Alert, Ill Omens, Ruin, and Sacrifice. This is paired, of course, with the Old Witch. We got a Cage Rager, a Clockatrice, a Crabbit, a Skin and Moans, Baron Tongueluck, Double Grave Ghoul, Isaiah, Lady Katarina Rose, Double Malady Man, Double Dreadrot, Double Madcaps, Double Naslayer. The Naslayers do not have any attachment. Breakthrough, Fortune's Path, Ill Omens, Put Out the Fires, Sacrifice, Sapper, and Sentry Duty. I really like this this Old Witch list. Like, the efficiency of this Old Witch list is just phenomenal. You've got the Double Grave Ghoul, you've got Isaiah, you've got Double Malady Man, you've got the Double Dreadrots, you've got the Double Madcaps. The thing that gets me here is just the pure, clean, naked Double Slayer. You know, they nerf the interaction for the warhorsey, where the warhorsey no longer falls down on its own. So it gives it a target. So you just go, we're not even going to bother with that. I'm just going to bring the Naslayers naked, and we're going to run at you and use the points to pick up some madcaps or some malady men. Just a lot of fun here. We got Breakthrough, Fortune's Path, Ill Omens, Put Out the Fire, Sacrifice, Sapper, and Sentry Duty. So good stuff there. On the Brian Blood side, we've got Boomhowler with two Deepborn Dire Trolls. Each of the Dire Trolls has Cantankerous, a Spearback, a Hammerhead, and the Shark Skull Gauntlet. We've got a Wraith Troll with a Matey Head, the Farstrike Animus, Ship's Gun, and Boarding Axe. We have another Wraith Troll with Skipper's Head, Farstrike, Harpoon, and Ship's Wheel. Double Booty Boss, Double Booty Boss, Stormjaw, Moriarty, Battle Brig, two Marauder crew with Bosun, single Marauder crew with Tapper, and a unit of Pig Boarding Party, Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Power Swell, and Put Out the Fires. We've got Shadow Tongue with a Deepborn Dire Troll, Cantankerous, Minnow, Hammerheads, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. We've got another Dire Troll with Bellower, Minnow, Hammerhead, and Squid Blaster. And another Dire Troll with Cantankerous, Spearback, Hammerhead, and Shark Skull Gauntlet. Double Booty Boss, Madam Moriarty, Pig Battle Brig, Pig Dirge, two units of Marauder Crew with Bosun, two units of Marauder Crew with Tapper, and a unit of Pig Boarding Party. Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Infiltration, Power Swell, Put Out the Fires. Interesting Shadow Tongue list here. Again, going the heavy troll route. Like that quite a bit. Like the inclusion of the Battle Brig with him. Single Brig is very interesting. Love the four Marauder crew. Again, Double Bosun. Big fan of Double Tapper. Again, you can't go wrong with Marauder crew. And almost can't go wrong with which attachment you're placing on them. Again, some of my favorite design in the entire game is how Marauder crew work, particularly their interactions with their UA. And rounding it out is Shadow Flame Shard. Again, we've got a Rassic and Shiris pairing, proving to be the most popular one. Definitely the route I would go if I were running Shadow Flame in an event currently, with Krayx not being out yet, Kyrix not being out yet. We've got Rassic with a Hydrix, Shadow Flame or Flame Spitter, a Horn Piercer, and a Blockhead with the Spine Back. You've got a Vipex with Asp, Hunter's Mark, and Cleavers. You've got another Vipex with Viper Head, Bladed Gale, and Impalers. You got another Viper with Asp, Bladed Gale, and Cleavers. This is an interesting 8.1. I want to talk about it for a second. The fun bit about this Vipex is this Vipex gets four attacks, gets four initials. Because Bladed Gale gives you a tail initial, the Asp gives you a head bite initial, and the Cleavers give you two initials. So it gives you four initials for eight points. It's not a bad little fighter. It is only six mat, so you miss out on the additional mat, and you miss out on the additional power that the Viper head gives you, but you still get the same four initials that the Viper gives you, just a little bit reduction in POW and a slight reduction in slight reduction in damage, but it does do some work. You've got Belugol, you've got double Wraith Ring Paragon, you've got two units of Shadow of Quick Fang Stalkers, two units of Quick Fang Death Dealers, unit of Lashers, and a unit of Shadowmancers. This is a really interesting Rask list to me. You're not running a Wyvern. You're running three Vipex, only one of which is really a pure melee beater in a premium sense. You've got one bargain one in the Asp Bladed Gales, and then you've got your discounted Hunter's Mark Vipex. You're asking the infantry to do quite a bit. You've brought, five units of infantry. You've got two Paragons, which can do some work, and then you've got the Shadowmancers to help keep everything on the up and up and running. It's a very interesting list. This is paired up with Shiris. The Shiris has a Hydrex with Flame Spitter, Flame Sprayer, Horn Piercer, and Spineback. A second Hydrex with Diviner Head, Double Flame Sprayer, and Spineback. You've got a Wyvern. You've got Belugul, Master of Pain. You've got Carver. You've got a Spinner. You got Double Stalkers, Single Death Dealers, and Shadowmancers. This is a super fun Shiris list. This is very similar to what I'm running currently with her. I've got a Vipix in there for the Hunter's Mark, and I'm not running a Spinner, so it reduces my infantry a little bit. Is sort of how that works out. But I love the Double Stalkers. I like the Death Dealers conceptually with her quite a bit. We got Blessing of the Eyes, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Power Swell, and Sapper as our cards. So very, very interesting builds here with this Rassic build and this Shiris build. So yeah, Trident Hoot is definitely a team to watch out for. They did pretty well. At least the tried and true portion of this team did pretty well at Adepticon's team tournament this year, the ATC. I think they ended up placing third, and that had some members of the Minority Report on it. So again, they pick up some more mercenaries to go compete at Boker Brawl. I wish them quite a bit of luck, and I think they've got a pretty interesting team construction as a whole. We've got five-star Signet Kit. This has one of my locals and my local TO, Dan, on it. So pretty interesting how this team shapes up and goes. So we've got a construction of Crucible Guard, Winter Core, Dark Operations, Infernals, and Storm Legion. So pretty decent construction here. Love Dark Operations. Loving the Infernals. Crucible Guard is a very interesting one to bring into a tournament like this, particularly in a team environment. You can keep them safe a lot of times from matchups. They can jump on grenades for you, and they can be proven to be very problematic into certain other lists. Kicking it off with Crucible Guard, we've got a pairing of Sylvestro and Demore, Lucas Demore. Pretty stock standard Sylvestro list. We've got Prospero on the Vulcan, Double Toro on Sylvestro, Triple Mechanics, Quad Tracers, two units of Guard Assault Troopers, and a Dragon's Breath Rocket, two Rocketman Singers, Stingers, and Ascendant Mentalist. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Infiltration, Power Swell, and Sapper. And then in the Lucas Demore list, we've got a Liberator Hunter, Alice Mark, we have Carver, Triple Mechanic again, Dr. Mosby, I presume, two Rocketman Stingers, four Tracers again, Double Assault Guard Troopers, Unit of Crucible Guard Stormtroopers, Dragonsmith Rocket, and Failed Experiments, Blessings to the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Infiltration, and Power Swell. Then going over to Kador, we have Ekaterina Baranova. We've got three Great Bears. First Great Bear is aggressive with Battle Mace and Dozer. Second Great Bear is a repositioned head with Grinder and Dozer. Third Great Bear is repositioned head, Deep Freezer and Dozer. Double Bison, Kruger, Volkova, Double Arcanist, one unit of Shock Trooper Gunners, two units of Winter Core Snipers, each with Dog, Lesson of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. And this is paired with Tatiana Sokova with a Dire Wolf with Shield Guard, Cannon, and Plow Shield. Medvedica, Colden Lord Damian Kovnik, Sergei Kroll, four Winter Corps officers, one unit of Arcanist, two units of Suppressors, one unit of Winter of Wrecking Crew, one unit of Shock Trooper Gunners, two units of Winter Corps Infantry, each with a flag, each with double grenade porters. Hit and Run, Infiltration, Power Swell, Put the Fires Out, and True Inspiration. Let's talk a little bit about these lists. This is my local tournament, or one of my local tournament organizers, Dan, a real great guy. The Baranova lists are really interesting and really aggressive. The Dozer does a couple of things. One, Dozer has beat back, and the Dozer is two shots. Some pretty good hitting power in and of itself. So you have basically three Great Bears, one with one melee weapon, the rest without a melee weapon. Those are the two reposition head ones, which is one of the reasons for the reposition head on the Great Bear, given quite a bit of flexibility. The list puts out a lot of firepower, a lot of accurate firepower, particularly under Baranova's spell list. You've got the double bison to really try to zone in and eliminate as many threats as possible. Kruger helps the list quite a bit. Again, the weakest part really of the list is Baranova herself, because she has to get forward to make the feat worthwhile. The feat is very strong, but she does have some vulnerabilities within it, so it's something to watch out for. Quite a nice list here. Again, with the pairing with Sokora, I like the list quite a bit. Medveditsa is really a nice piece of kit with Sokora, with the positive charge, everything that Medveditsa brings. It is one of the situations where, with Tatiana, the little bit of extra that Medveditsa has in the single chassis is really worthwhile. The other bit of note here is the utilization of the Winter Corps infantry. The Winter Corps infantry here, very interesting pieces that do a lot of work in the list, allow a little bit more billet, a little bit greater mobility than you would generally think in the Cadoran army, so in the Winter Corps army. So they do a lot of fun stuff, and I'm interested to see how Dan fares in the event. All right, then we have a Dark Operations. In the Dark Operations, we have a Siphon, Double Subduer, Triple or Quad Warden, Single Wrecker, three Agitators, Dr. Stygus, two Machine Wraiths, and triple Drudges with Mindslaver. Defenses, Barrier, Fire Pit, Arcane Forces, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, defenses, and Power Swell. This is tagged on with Exelon Thexus. Exelon has a Subduer, Triple Warden, Carver, Triple Agitator, Dr. Stygus, Double Machine Wraith, a Dominator with Hogan Hold Artillery Crew, a Dominator with Shield Head Cannon Crew, Mindbenders and Drudges, three units of Mindbenders and Drudges. Blessing of the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Duck and Cover, Hit and Run, Power Swell. So here are all those monstrosities for those blades to go into, all those dust blades to go into from earlier. Then we've got a Infernals pairing of Agathon and Omadamos. In Agathon, we see Double Four Border, Harvester of Souls, and again with the Double Howler and the meat pack of solos. Additionally, we have Omadamos with a Guardian of Souls, Double Tormentor, and Double Howler. Again, pretty standard variety of solos, but interesting to see again reaching out in both of the list for the Colossal, for a Colossal. And we get to see Agathon finally in the Infernals builds, because most of them have been Zadaroth, Omadamos, and here we got an Agathon finally. For the rounding it out is the Storm Legion. We have a Madison Calder list. Calder list features a single Corsair. We see double Striker. First Striker is Voltaic Hammer, Heavy Mag Bolter. Second Striker is Voltaic Hammer, Galvanic Shield. We see the General. We see Sky Raider. So again, we see some Air Force going on with Signar. For those unfamiliar, the Signaran Air Force features Evasive and Rat 7. Normally the ships are Rat 6. Signar goes ahead and bumps that up to 7, and then gives Evasive so that if they are attacked and hit, they get to move 2 inches. And that is paired with Sparkhammer. Sparkhammer is playing a single striker with Relentless Charge, Voltaic Hammer, and Galvanic Shield. He's playing the General. He's playing Kruger. Legionnaire Officer Tyson Voss, Triple Station, Single Zephyr, Triple Stormcaller, Double Lance, Double Storm Veins. Defenses of Barrier, Spike Track, Blessing of the Gods, Defenses Old Faithful, Put Out the Fires, and Sentry Duty. So some nice, interesting bits here. The Sky Raider is one interesting and notable because it's not a bomber, which is generally what people reach for. So I want to go over what the Sky Raider does. Sky Raider has an 8-inch knockdown gun that is AoE 2. It's a crit knockdown. POW 15, AoE 8. And then it has gravity bombs that have a rate of fire of 3. This is 4-inch range, POW 12, AoE 2, 6, with sky dropped and brutal damage. So brutal 12s with the 3 rate of fire. And they do have a ramming prow. But here you'll have a shooting gallery a majority of the time. It just has a reduced number of attacks compared to the bomber, the 1 point savings. It's an interesting choice to go with the Raider. That is for certain. All right. And with that takes us to our eighth team, which is not these guys again. This group features Dusk, Double Kador again, an Orgoth, and a Storm Knights. So old school Signar. So we will go through these guys. For Dusk, we see a pairing of Helleth and Tyrus. We see pretty much a usual suspects Tyrus list here with Ghast and Israfel. Dreadguard Sire, Kruger, Void Engine, Dices, single unit of Archers, single unit of Cavs, single unit of Slayers, single Seeker Adepts, double Blade Masters, each with a Warden and Soulless Guardian, in the Helleth list, a little more interesting, we've got a Ghast, we've got Israfel, we've got Big Pig, we've got Carver. Dices, the Eye of Darkness, we've got Kruger, we have a Void Engine, we have a Void Shaper, single Archer, single Cav, single Seeker, Soulless Guardian, and with Warden. So some fun stuff there from the Dusk crew. First of the Winter Core, and again, this is double Winter Core pairing. Double Winter Core team. So in the first pairing, it is Tatiana and Baranova. We see a Great Bear in the Tatiana list. We see a Great Bear with aggressive Battle Mace and Blasting Fist. We see Medvedica. We see Colden Lore Damian Grovnik. We see Kruger. We see Sergeant Sergei Kroll. Two Winter Corps officers, single Arcanist, double Suppressor, double Wrecking Crew, single Winter Corps snipers with Dog. Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Spotters. And then in the Baranova list, we see Direwolf with Shield Guard, Head, Cannon, and Plow Shield. We see a Great Bear with Aggressive, Battle Mace, and Heavy Cannon Shield. We see Medvedica. We see Carver. We see Kruger. We see Prisoner 102822. Sergeant Kroll, Double Winter Corps Officer, Shock Trooper Gunners. Two units of them, and a unit of Winter Corps Sniper, Winter Corps Snipers with Dog. Blessing the Gods, Careful Reconnaissance, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. I am quite a big fan of this particular Tatiana list. I think it adds quite a bit of fun with the four units of Manowar, really all supporting each other. You've got Kruger in there, you've got Medvedica, you've got another aggressive Great Bear. A lot to like here. The E. Katrina list, also very interesting. The Baranova list, very interesting. You've got sort of a grab bag of the Jacks, the greatest hits that you want to see in a Baranova list. You got Medvedica, which is an interesting choice. And then you've got Carver to really round up the shooting. and aggression that this this list is capable of in helping to keep Katarina hopefully a little cleaner than she would be otherwise, which is some good support infantry to back everything up. A cool list. In the second Winter Corps list, we see Larry Bryaski with four Great Bear build. Each of the Great Bears feature aggressive heads, a heavy cannon, and blasting fist. Surrounded out with Medvedica in the battle group. We've got a Volkova. We've got double mortar team. So double mortar team sighting. Double Winter Corps officer. And triple Arcanist list. Blessing the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. And this is paired with Valeria Savrin with Medvedica. Two Bisons. Volkova. Three Winter Corps officers. Unit of Arcanist. Double suppressors, unit of shock trooper gunners, double unit of shock trooper pikemen, and Winter Corps snipers. Blessing the Gods, Hit and Run, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Sentry Duty. Very interesting Valeria list here. Kind of a little different than you'd expect to see. The Medvedica choice is very interesting here with Valeria. I've got to ponder that one a bit more. I don't think it's bad. I just think it's very interesting. I think Medvedica does a lot for him and from a battle group perspective in this style of list, where you really just need an anchor point to kind of keep the caster safe, keep the caster honest, commit when needed to sort of finish things off in melee as you're wearing them down on the approach. And then the shock trooper pikemen sort of provide that additional ending punch as well. So like the list. Does feel a little battle group light to me from a scenario standpoint, but you can make it work. Rounding the curve, we have Orgoth. In the Orgoth pairing, we see her Rusk list and a Savrith list. The her Rusk list, we see a Jackal with Arknode, Mace, and Claw. We see a Tyrant with Relentless Charge, Scything, Flail, Cannon Shield. We see another Tyrant with Relentless Claw, Harpoon, and Cannon Shield, Double Groton Keeper. A Reaver Commander, Siege Tarrasque, Double Forge Master, Single Gnasher, Double Axer, Single Okor Barrager, Warwitch Coven, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Grave Robber, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. This is paired up with a Savrith list with a Arknode, two Arknode Jackals with Mace and Claw, a Single Tyrant with Relentless Charge, Scything, Flail, and Claw, a Bomber, Carver Ultimus, Double Groton Champions, Therian Valnik, single unit of Rock Harriers, double Ulker Axers, Blessing of the Gods, Breakthrough, Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, and Power Swell. Let's talk this Harusk list, because I really like what he's doing here, what they're doing here. Again, we see the Scything Flail Cannon combination, and we see a Harpoon Cannon Shield. So here we've got two of the shields. So we are base arm 19. We go to 21 with the shields. We have a Siege Tarrasque to get us to 23, which means under feet these are arm 26 heavies, which is quite the nut to crack. And when we talk about stacking strength, when we talk about providing a question that's difficult for the opponent to answer. These are questions that are a little bit more difficult for the opponent to answer. These are questions where, you know, POW 15 shooting is not gonna do a whole lot to it. This is the value of bringing the shields is if you understand where the meta is kind of curving. We've already been through, you know, eight teams and we've seen quite a bit of the pig. I'm gonna give you a spoiler. There's gonna be more pig to come. So in that environment where you've got a lot of POW 13 base volume fire in the meta, the shield's value starts to go up, particularly if you can, one, predict that it's going to be there. And two, stack strength on strength. You've got Harusk feet, which adds plus three armor. You also have access with the Siege Tarrasque to Mortal Fear if you can get that rage token going. And again, with Grave Robbers, you have access to it immediately. This means you can really create a protective barrier around the heavies, do strength on strength, as well as to the rest of the army. But really what you're doing is you're leading with those heavies. Those heavies are just going to weather the fire going in, and then they're going to roast the pig, is what we're attempting to do here. So I like a lot of what I'm seeing here in the overall design. This is a list where the siege cuirass makes sense in terms of bringing it. I completely agree with the Tarrasque here. It adds as opposed to subtracting from what you're attempting to do. It's not a primary plan. It just needs to be in the list to really make it difficult for the opponent. I like the old Kerr package. I like the single Nasher. I like the double Axer. I like the single Barrager. I've been a big fan of Barragers and how they've performed. My one concern with this list is because there is not a rock in it, your mobility is pretty lacking. You don't have good edge-to-edge from a field standpoint. So if dice go wrong someplace, if they get some spikes and you start losing pieces in an area, it's very difficult to shift your force over because you're very slow. Or if you have access to rocks, you can sort of spot fill a little bit better, contest a little bit easier. That's my only concern in this list is you're probably keeping most of everything alive, which is great. But if you don't, and a flank falls apart, that it's going to be very difficult to come back from that situation, because you're really banking on just stacking the armor, moving forward, moving under the protection of the shield tyrants, and going from there. But it's a cool concept for a list. I like it a lot. Sabreth list is eerily similar to what I run, so I don't have a lot of notes on it, other than I really like the combination of Sky Bomber and Carver. I think it's a tough nut for the opponent to crack. I think double arc node, single scything flail tyrant is plenty for Sabreth. Gives her some options. Pairs well with the bomber and the Carver. You've got double champions in this list. Gives you a little bit more aggression. Keeps the opponent a little more honest. They've got to attack the champion if it gets close. Where the keeper, you can kind of ignore a little bit. The champion, because of Berserk and sidestep, is kind of a problem. He's just a very good solo for 5 points. Darian Vanek, always fun. You've got the rocks here to provide just that little bit of mobility with the single unit, and you've got two units of Ulker Axers, which are just always money within the lists. So, big fan of what he's got going on. From a pairing standpoint, it's a pairing I run. Slightly different build on his Rusk, but I like it. I like it conceptually. I like it into this particular meta. I think it's a good meta adjustment. If we've got a Siege Cuirass that makes sense, and I can get behind a Siege Cuirass that makes sense. And finishing off with Storm Knights, we've got a Major Bathematics with Dynamo, a Hurricane, a Firefly, a Thunderhead with Catherine Lattimore, Montero Acosta, a Squire, Stormblade Captain, and a unit of Storm Lances, Arcane Forces, Breakthrough, Old Faithful, Power Swell, and Savagery. And then this is paired with Coleman Stryker, with a Hurricane, Old Rowdy, Stormclad, Catherine Lattimore, Montero Acosta, two Stormblade Captains, Field Mechanics, Storm Lances, unit of Stormblade Infantry with Stormblade Officer and Standard, and then two Stormblade Infantry Storm Gunners. We've got Careful Reconnaissance, Hit and Run, Infiltration, Old Faithful, and Power Swell. So a bit of the old, bit of the new. Two Hurricanes between the two lists here for the Storm Knights. And on Maddox and on Kane or Stryker. So cool stuff. Very interesting pairing with the double Kador. The fact that they're on the same pairing structure with the double Kador as the Canadians is interesting. Their implementation, pretty unique. I like their Orgoth player quite a bit. Like what the Orgoth player is bringing here. Like the Dusk combination very well. And the Storm Knight, I think, complements it pretty well. This is going to be a tough team to play into and tough team to pair up with. The double Kador is interesting into this field for certain. So that is our eighth team of the evening. We're going to go ahead and stop our broadcast there. And we will pick it back up in our next episode with Team Rust, Snow, and Taxes. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. Check us out on the YouTube for all of your War Table Rumble needs. We go ahead and host games on there, as well as do some real-life battle reports, which we will be getting back to soon. But a lot of it is going to be on the War Table for the next little bit, just for ease of getting opponents and recording, honestly. So thank you again. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with part two. And thanks for listening to Tyrants on the Field.